It's our first intermission here on this Thursday night from Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets taking on UW River Falls. And as always is tradition during the first intermission, it is time now for this week's Picks from the Park. And, buddy, I think you go back the last couple of weeks here. I think you're like 0-8 the last 2 weeks, and you're under 500 now.
Yeah, it's not been going too well, but, you know, I can always bounce back like I did last season, like I did at the beginning of this season. I can always bounce back, so that's what I'm planning on doing.
All right, so this week is the trampoline. Let's start the bounce back. Where do you want to begin?
All right, first up we've got NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes at the Vegas Golden Knights. Hurricanes have multiple guys having solid seasons, such as Teravainen, Svechnikov, and Aho, but you know, they've been, you know, struggling a little bit in terms of win-loss. I mean, kind of further down in their division. Golden Knights have a really nice offense. Lots of guys doing well. I could name a lot of them, but for now I'll just say Pacioretty, Stone, and Smith have been the ones doing, like, the best so far. But they've got a lot of guys, you know, doing a lot of great things. So I think their offense is very good. The Hurricanes have a solid defense. Their goaltending is okay, but they have good, solid defensemen. The Golden Knights also have solid defensemen. Fleury is a great goalie. I think the winner is going to be the home team with the Golden Knights, though.
Carolina, conference finalist a year ago, so one round away from the Stanley Cup. Very good start to this year. They were one of the top teams in the NHL, and they've been really struggling here of late. They've kind of been bitten by the injury bug. You lose a Dougie Hamilton on the blue line. That's never a good thing. They got captain from last year, Justin Williams, back. He sat out most of the season and contemplating if he wanted to play or retire, but he's back now and has made an immediate impact up front for them. Vegas has been struggling at times as well out in the extremely weak Pacific Division, and they've got some goaltending issues. Fleury is a great goaltender, like you said, but he's been struggling a little bit off and on this year. And going with the home team in this one, they're tough in their building. I'm not sure I would lean the same way, but that's just me.
I just think that right now the Golden Knights are doing a lot better than the Hurricanes are, because the Hurricanes have just been struggling a lot. I mean, they started off really well, as you said, but they've just not been doing too well, and I think that the Golden Knights are going to take advantage of that.
Okay.
Next up, we've got Division I. I know I've done this game before, and I've picked these teams before, but Penn State and Ohio State this week. Penn State is fantastic on offense, as we've said. Lots of guys having incredible years, such as Nate Cecchi. He's been playing absolutely outstanding. Ohio State struggling a bit on offense. No one really standing out overall, but, you know, their offense is okay. Penn State has a decent defense. Jones has been solid in goal. Cole Holtz has been a fantastic defenseman this year. You know, Penn State, you know, they have a good scoring defenseman in him, but he's really good both ways, defensive and offensive. Ohio State has a solid defense. Napier has been great in goal this season. I think the winner of this game is going to be the road team, Penn State.
Going with Penn State, and it's an interesting game. I know we spoke a little bit before we came on the air, and I'm banning you from using Penn State anymore this year, because this is the fourth time you've used them in the Division I ranks. It's the second time we've talked about Ohio State, Penn State, but what we do need to look at is the fact that they are tied for first place in the Big Ten, so it's not like you're just picking a couple of schlep teams here and saying, okay, this is who I'm going to go with. Two very good teams, two very similar teams. They're similar they have the exact same record in conference play. They're half game difference actually in overall record. Defensively, they're very, very similar. Offensively, they're fairly similar, even though Penn State has a little more firepower than Ohio State does. It's a good matchup. It's not quite as good as a Penn State-Ohio State football game would be, but on the hockey side in 2019-20, it's not a bad matchup, and I agree. I think Penn State's the better team.
Yeah, I feel like the defenses are similar, but the offense, I think, of Penn State kind of goes above what Ohio State can do. Lastly, we've got Division III, Utica at Elmira. Utica right now has the best scoring offense in Division III right now. Brandon Osmundson is insane. 19 games played, he scored 30 points. Fritz is also playing really well, so is Landrigan. You know, they have a really, really, really strong offense. Elmira also has a great offense. Ford is playing extremely well. I mean, he's a similar guy to Osmundson, who has, you know, a small amount of games played. Or not a small amount, but, like, compared to the amount of points he's been scoring, I mean, compared to the amount of production he's been putting up, it's incredible how he's been doing this year. Utica has a solid defense. Baguette, decent in goal. But Utica's defense is solid. I like their blue liners. And Elmira also has a solid defense. I mean, these are two really similar teams. Jansen has been great in goal. I think the winner of this game is a little bit tough, but I think Utica's going to win this game because their offense is just so good.
Yeah, they're in the UCHC. This is a conference game for the two of them, and Utica sitting in third place in that conference, even though they're ranked in the top five nationally. They're a good club, and they're 15-2-2 on the year. You talk about offense; they've got some of the most firepower in NCAA Division III, and they've scored, I want to say, close to 20 more goals than Elmira has. So it's tough to shut that kind of an offense down.
Mm-hmm.
So, going with Vegas at home, Penn State on the road, and Utica on the road. Kind of interesting going with the road teams here this week.
Yep.
We'll see how it all shakes out, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week.
We'll take a break and come back with our first period summary right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.